This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. We were talking about this earlier. We will mention it again. Tomorrow starts a run of Andy and Randy on the road. That's almost unprecedented. Like, this might be the longest we'll be out of studio since we were at home.
Yeah, we're
hitting the road, man. Yeah, tomorrow we're in Kennesaw. Sunday, we're in Smyrna. Monday and Tuesday, also at Murph's for the All-Star Game. Wednesday and Thursday, we're at SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. Friday, we're at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. Then we're back here for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then Thursday of the next week, 24th, 2 weeks from today, we're in Flowery Branch.
There we go.
So I got a question. Time to go get the Prius.
What that 285 looking like?
What do you mean?
Because, you know, I don't go that way. Unless only time I go 285 is when I'm coming to see you.
Oh,
or Bo got us tickets to the Braves game.
You know, pretty.
It's good.
Pretty good.
It's all right. That's what
it's better in spots.
Yeah, it's better. Okay. It's better right. than in it spots. Was. It's yeah, better than it was.
Because, you know, I take the whenever we have Twin Peaks of Kennesaw, I take the street. Mm-hmm. It's like, it takes a little longer, but I enjoy it. I cannot stand being stuck in traffic.
Me either. And I would rather go 35 on surface than sitting in traffic.
Yes, I'm with you like that. So I was curious because I'm like, I've been doing a lot of 285ing.
Yeah.
My 285.
It's gonna be a lie,
Sunday, yeah. Monday, Tuesday, mm-hmm. and then obviously the regular work schedule trying to come down here. But mm-hmm. yeah, that's a. So you know me, dog. Like, hey, all these. What's some things called? The sheet called? The gas? Would you put the gas on? Like, whenever you
expense
like.
Expense report?
Oh, you're going to like charge it to the company?
Why can't I?
I think you should.
Okay.
When you do that, just tell me how that goes, and then I'll come in right behind you. Just let me know how that conversation goes, and then if they say yeah, then I'll get right in there.
All right.
Like
it just seems like it's too much work.
That time to go get the Prius from my mom's condo.
Did you know I forgot to do
that long-ass drive up to Flowery Branch every day?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot to get my money back for them damn skins. That mm-hmm. Samson bought. Because I was so busy yesterday. I thought about it because I know we had one of our listeners call yesterday about – you know, when the Fortnite skins, you get reimbursed for it. Right. I completely forgot all about it yesterday.
And then yesterday was the deadline, right?
Hell yeah. So that's $2.50 a gas right there.
Dang it.
Could have paid for my whole damn ride.
Yeah, it could have.
You know, the bourbon get good gas mileage.
It does?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know that was true. I thought Suburbans were the ones that got bad gas mileage.
I've owned four of them. I don't have no problem with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it as far as, like, the gas mileage on. Now, I could be just thinking something that ain't there, and that's just me. That damn gas ain't
maybe it's just
ain't
what
moved.
You're used to.
It ain't moved. Like, I filled it up on, when I filled it up? Friday? Last Friday.
Well, how much, what are we talking about?
Miles per gallon. What the hell is Saturday?
What are we talking about, miles per gallon? How much you get?
I don't know, Andy. I don't look all like.
Well, then how can you know if you get good gas mileage?
I go by the day of where my damn gas hand is. And my gas hand is, we went to Helen on Saturday.
Got it.
Car went to Helen and back.
Okay.
It's been here one, two, three, what's today, Thursday? So 8 times here.
Okay.
All right. And we're still at half.
You think your gauge might be broken?
No.
Okay.
Well, it's a newer version. It's a newer version.
Do we know?
I'm not Shaq now, so don't be trying to cover me.
Because you're bordering on being Shaq here.
No, Kenny. You got to fill up 20 there when you're half drunk. No, I'm just saying.
You're bordering on Shaq. But it's your gas mileage. What gas mileage is it?
It's right, it's right past half.
Is it a 15-gallon tank? Do we know the size?
Hey, shut the hell up.
That might. I'm just saying.
Again.
Shut the hell up. I'm just telling you what on my gas can. Where my gas can is. It's right past half a tank.
You know how I know how big my gas tank is?
Yeah.
Because every time I fill it up, I'm this close to running out of gas. So when it fills up, it's like, oh, there you go. 18 gallons.
I never let it get that low.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time I fill my tank up, the light is on, and I'm like, I hope I get
there. Dude, it's been a long time since I let the gas light come on. It's been a long time.
It's the only way I know I'm low on gas.
Yeah. You can't look at the damn gauge.
But you never know. Sometimes the gauge is a little wonky. You know what I mean? If you're going uphill, it looks like it has more in it than if you're going downhill. Right. So it's like, really, how much is in there? You know?
Really?
I never, then the light comes on. It's like, all right. I can get two and work twice. I can get
with the light on
here and back twice
with the light on.
With the light on, yeah.
And you know this,
yeah.
Okay,
I've never run out of
gas. You never run out of gas?
No.
See, I've run out of gas in a Suburban, and it is a you know what? Because you gotta go get that little ass gas can to go because ain't nobody got no big ass cans at the.
By the way, those little gas cans not cheap.
No, they're.
I
not.
I got a new one because the one that I used to gas up the lawnmower the spout broke, so I was like, I've had it for 5 years. Maybe I'll just get a new one.
Right.
$20. $20 Damn. For a little one guy. I know. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
I was like, all right. Well, I guess I only buy one every 5 years, so it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, dog.
I need that NIL money, that college NIL money. Not if Deion Sanders has anything to do with it. They're going to cap it. Now, I read the headline. I haven't heard the audio yet. I'm interested to hear I'm interested to hear what he has to say.
I was actually watching when he talked about it.
Yeah. I was like, salary cap. That's kind of interesting. So here's Deion Sanders from Big 12 Media Days talking about that.
I wish it was a cap. You know, like the top of the line player makes this. And if you're not that type of guy, you know you're not going to make that. That's what the NFL does. So the problem is you got a guy that's not that darn good, but he could go to another school and they give him $500,000 and you can't compete with that. That don't make sense. And you're talking about equality, not equality, like equal, I guess so equality. And all you have to do is look at the playoffs and see what those teams spent. And you understand darn near why they're in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to compete with somebody who's giving $25, $30 million to a darn freshman class. It's crazy. We're not complaining because all these coaches up here can coach their butts off and give them the right opportunity with the right players and play here and there, you'll be there. But it's what's going on right now don't make sense. And we want to say stuff, but we're trying to be professional. But you're going to see the same teams darn near at the end and with somebody who sneaks up in there. But the team that pays the most is going to be there in it.
You sound like you're complaining, bro.
Sounds complaining.
Yeah, sounds like you're complaining, bro.
You get, when you say it's not fair, that is kind of generally a complaint. Now, bro. I agree with the idea of if you want the playing field to be level, then everyone would have the same amount of money to spend. But the playing field's never been level.
No.
And it's never going to be. I mean, that's just the reality of it. Like, with the revenue sharing from the House bill, everyone's going to have the same amount of money to tap into. But NIL, even with the changes they're making to how NIL money can be dispersed and what sort of qualifications you have to actually get it, they're going to get the money they want to the players they want to get it to.
Yes.
Like, so.
I just think this. I mean, it's always.
He's talking like he wants like a max contract.
Yeah, kind of and thing. I understand what Prime's saying.
I understand what you're saying.
I understand
what I don't understand is like who would determine that.
Yes,
you know
and that's
mean?
The thing about it is would it be, because, I don't know how the money is dispersed and what coach decides to give what to whom and all those different things like that. But he does have a point where, okay, we're going to give you $100,000. Well, this school's going to give us $300,000. We don't think you're that damn good to give you $300,000. Well, they do.
Right.
Well, then you go.
Exactly.
And then a lot of times, more times than not, it shows up that we were right that you weren't worth $300,000.
But luckily, I have
$300,000. Exactly.
Yeah. Because even if I got $100,000, I wasn't going to be any better. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm going to go to the school that gives me more money.
Yeah. I mean, that's where it is. Like, there's this who's this? I was listening to what I was listening to the other day. They were talking about the kid from Texas Tech gave a dude a 3-year contract worth $5 million. And you're like, to go to Texas Tech?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? They gave me a 3-year deal for $5 million to go play football. No, I know they ain't that good, but damn it, I got $5 million.
I know. And if they keep giving that kind of money to a bunch of different people, maybe they will be good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's the thing about it is right now it feels like, again, the playing field is not level, but it feels like if you have a guy in your corner like Texas Tech does with Cody Campbell, who's not only a billionaire, but like he's
wants to spend.
Heavily involved with college football.
He wants to be him.
Yes.
Meaning he wants to be like this is an ego thing.
Yeah, for sure. It's an ego thing for all of those guys.
No, but a lot of them, you don't see them.
For sure. No.
No, he wants to be seen.
He's trying to buy his way into like a leadership in college football type position.
Yes.
In pursuit of that, he also wants to make Texas Tech a big player in college football.
And they're not going to be.
Yeah, probably not.
No.
Probably not. But he's throwing a hell of a lot of money at it, man.
He is trying his best. He is trying his damnedest.
And this is like in the grand scheme of the Big 12, which I know we're not going to talk a lot of Big 12 football throughout it, but it is Big 12 media days right now. Arizona State was a fun story last year coming out. I wouldn't be surprised if Texas Tech can do it this year. Like, again, it's a winnable conference.
It is.
Like, you throw enough money at a roster at Texas Tech, like, you get a couple guys.
What have they gotten?
That huge five-star guy.
Tackle.
Yeah,
He's next year, yeah.
They got a running back named – oh, come on, don't time out on me here. They got a running back named Quentin Joyner.
Okay.
Who is a transfer player who is very good and may end up being the best running back in the Big 12.
Okay.
They also have Baron Morton, who's a quarterback who played there last year.
Super good player, dual threat. He's really fun. Very good player.
So they could win the conference.
Okay.
Like, and then you're in the college ball playoff, and then
they go get smacked.
then your money was well spent.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But that's what I'm saying.
When do
the people who give this money get tired of giving this money?
Yeah, right.
Because eventually it's going to have to level out.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, okay, damn it. Like, take Ole Miss, for instance. Take Lane. Them folks don't get tired of giving – them folks damn near tired of giving Lane all this money and you not be – we're not giving you this money for you to have your first career 10-win season.
Right.
No, we're giving you this damn money to win us national championships.
Or at least make the playoff, you know?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
at least get in the playoff.
And that's where I'm looking at, like, when do these people who give out this money get
I think
to
it
a
depends
point where
on,
they're like,
on who. You know what I mean? Like, if it's that case and it's like, all right, you got some millionaires donating to the NIL trying to buy a class for Lane, sure. I don't know about this Cody guy. He's a billionaire. He's not going to run out.
And he played there too, didn't he?
Yeah. Like, that dude, Cody Campbell's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going to be throwing money at Texas Tech until, I don't know, he goes to prison probably for something.
Because he seems like he's a...
be my guess.
What does he do?
He's I don't
an
know,
oil guy? Or tech guy?
Involved in shaping college Doesn't say.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't say. Probably something good, though.
Oh, okay.
Energy.
You need that.
Energy. So probably oil.
and some oil, huh?
Well, that's probably the same thing. But yeah, he's going to keep throwing
cash
at
him.
Cody Campbell. Cody Campbell. He's rich. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.